Hi, new patient visit, Brandon Wheel, B-R-A-N-D, like Detroit, O-N, Brandon Wheel, V like Victor, E like Ellie, A like Apple, L like Larry. Date of birth is 3/3/1996. Date of accident is 2/14/2024. Date of service is 2/19/2024. Chief complaints are severe pain in the neck, in the back, in the head, and the right side of the body, especially the right upper extremity, right lower extremity, including the right knee, right hip, as well as the right shoulder, and headache. History of automobile accident. The patient relates all of the symptoms to the automobile accident that happened on 2/14/2024 at around 11 a.m. The patient reported that they were traveling in a Uber car, five people total, and he was sitting on the rear passenger on the right at around Ferguson and Cambridge in Detroit. This accident happened. C-A-M-B-R-I-D-G-E. Patient report that they were sitting in this Uber SUV and they were at a stop sign when they were hit by a 50 mile an hour vehicle, rear-ended. They were going on Ferguson and they were stopped in the middle of the road to check for an address. The Uber driver was just checking the address that some another car hit them, and it was a hit and run and kept running away. The Uber driver also, after being hit, did not stop. He kept going on. And he hit two speed bumps. And the other car was gone. They called the police. The police came to the scene. Ambulance came to the scene. There was no loss of consciousness. Airbags did not deploy. The patient reported that he was wearing a seatbelt at the time of accident. The damage is to the, as follows. Patient report that possibly to the bumper is the damage, but he didn't know. He did not check it. And no damage to the steering wheel or headrest or dashboard. No glass breakage. Or inside, everything was intact. Injury, the patient report that he felt very dazed and felt like he passed out for a few minutes. History of the presenting illness. Patient reports of moderately severe headaches, 8 on a scale of 1 to 10. Focusing on the right temple, they are severe most of the time, associated with no nausea, vomiting, seizure, or aura, but they are sensitive to light and sensitive to the noise. Off and on, they are present, and they are mostly severe, and they last for several hours. Symptoms of TBI, patient reports additional symptoms of TBI along with headaches are dizziness, vertigo, ringing in the ear on the right ear, loss of balance, confusion, lack of focus, nightmares, fearful of the event, blurred vision, spots in the vision, and loss of vision field. The patient definitely denies loss of consciousness, loss of memory, seizures, loss of concentration, forgetfulness, incontinence of the urine bowel, or nausea, vomiting. In addition, patient does report presence of anxiety, difficulty walking, lightheadedness, weakness, numbness, and tingling, but denies any incontinence of the bowel, urine, or subtle anesthesia. Additionally, patient reports the following pain syndrome. In the pain, patient has a constant pain in the area of the neck, mid-back and lower back, all 8. Also, right hip and right knee is 7. Please review the chart to describe all of that. The pain is shooting down from neck down to the right arm, in the lateral part of the arm, affecting the right thumb. And lower back pain is shooting down to the right outer part or lateral part of the leg, all the way involving foot and all the toes. The pain in the right knee is around 7, right hip is 7, right shoulder pain is also described to be 7. Patient is not able to lift his arm beyond 120 degrees maximum in forward flexion and also in abduction. He reported he can walk 1 or 2 blocks, he can sit and stand for 1 hour, sleep for 2 hours, and he's got a bad dream, scary dreams. Please use the chart for the modified factors for the past investigations and also for personal history, legal history, system review, surgical history, all of that. Physical examination, the 30-year-old African-American male of a good build, nutrition, alert-oriented, cooperative and conscious, height is 6'1", weight 183. And this is a 30-year-old African-American male. Blood pressure 163/101, pulse is 55, pulse ox is 100. Patient is dressed in hygiene normal, is able to walk reasonably well without any independent adaptive devices. Rest of the physical exam is normal, including neurological, psychological, and musculature. And musculoskeletal examination is as follows. On inspection, the entire spine is non-tender and it has a normal curvature alignment. On palpation, there are no muscle spasm or scoliosis or kyphosis, humpback, pelvic iliac crest. Height is equal, no pelvic tilt is noticed, no spine tenderness is noticed, and paravertebral muscle spasm is not present. Range of motion of the cervical spine is as follows. Forward flexion is 50, extension is 50, bilateral side flexion is 15, bilateral rotation is 40. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 50, extension is 15, bilateral side flexion is 15, and bilateral rotation is 15. The maneuvers to identify reproduce the pain in the cervical spine, Hoffman sign negative, Sperling is positive, Lermit test is positive. The destruction test negative, Soto Hall test negative, myelopathy sign is negative. In thoracic spine, Roos test and slump test are negative. In the thoracic spine, Roos test, slump test is negative. Lumbar spine, Budzinski-Kernick test is negative. SLR positive at 30 degrees bilaterally. Contralateral leg raise test positive bilaterally. Breger test is negative, Kemp test positive, Davinsky sign is negative. SI joint are non-tender, all the tests are negative, standing flexion test, iliac compression test, distraction test, favor test, Gansman test are all negative. Extremities examination is positive for right shoulder, right hip and right knee. And they're described as follows. The rest of the extremities are completely normal. Right shoulder on inspection appears to be completely normally appearing shoulder joint. On palpation, there are no contusion, laceration, fractures, tender spots, or bleeding hematomas. On range of motions, 120 degrees of maximum abduction, beyond which there is a severe pain, and 120 degrees of forward flexion, beyond which there is severe pain. Muscle strength 4x5, positive Hawking-Kennedy test, positive speed test, positive near test, and positive anterior-posterior apprehension test. Drop arm test is negative. Examination of the hand and wrist doesn't reveal any carpal compression. Tinel sign, Fallon sign is negative. Grips are normal. Peripheral circulation is intact. No atrophy of thena prominence is noticed. Range of motions are normal. Reflexes are normal. Examination of the right hip joint reveals on inspection palpation no tenderness, no swelling, no spasm, or any contracture alignment, no other issues, and no contusion, hematomas, no fractures. Range of motions are normal. Flexion is 140, extension 140, external and internal rotation is 40. Motor strength is normal and no valgus varus abnormality notice. There is no leg length discrepancies. Patrick sign, Trendelenburg test are negative, log roll, Ellie test, Thomas test negative. Knee joint, right knee joint on inspection, no scar, erythema, effusion. On palpation, there is a small tenderness of peripatellar area, but no crepitations and no grinding noise heard. Range of motions are normal at 145 degree flexion. Collateral ligaments are intact. Motor power is normal. vulgus, varus, abnormally absent. Anterior drawer, posterior drawer is positive. McMurray sign, Steinman negative. Patellar apprehension test is positive. Diagnosis. General V8 9.2 SLP, R26.89, CNS, R51, R42, F41.1, F32.9, S09.90 XA, nerves M79.2, muscles M79.1, ligaments M54.0, right shoulder M25.511, M75.110, M75.30, 75.50, S43.432D. Right hip M25.551, right knee M25.561, cervical spine M54.2, 50.20, 54.12, 53.82, S13.4XXA, thoracic spine M54.09, lumbar spine M54.5, 51.27, 54.16, 54.42, S33.4XXA. Plan of care is from the template. Treatment plan is as follows. The physical therapy is ordered to neck, mid back, lower back, right shoulder, right knee, right hip. To continue 3 times per week with traction massage. Disability, patient is disabled for work, for housework and transportation. Non-narcotic medications are prescribed. Naproxen 500 twice a day, 30 days, 60 tablets, 1 tablet twice a day for providing anti-inflammatory effect and helping healing. Aloe vera 50 mg at night for GAD disorder, pain relief and anxiety relief, sleep. Flexeril 10 mg 3 times a day for muscle relaxation. Lidocaine gel is provided 5% for topical pain relief. Patient is provided with Nalco 7.5, 325 for 12 hours, 7 days tablet, 14 tablets. And then also given a prescription for Tramadol 50 mg twice a day to be valid after 7 days when the first prescription is ended. Non-pharmacological modalities, home exercise plan, psychiatry, fitness club, all yes. Review of the available MRI, other imaging record, none are available. Interventional pain procedures, none. Surgical options, none. Neuropsych, none. Attended care, none. Caseworker, none. Past medical records are being ordered released. Investigations and order for MRI for cervical spine, lumbar spine, and right shoulder is being ordered. DMEs, patient is provided with back brace, neck brace. Education, yes. Follow-up visit in 7 days. Thank you.